Good morning.
Good morning.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, I'd like to kind of pick up on our previous discussion having to do with perception and how you encouraged me to look into perception and how I was, I guess, altering it and trying to sense what part perception was playing in my imagery. And I probably haven't quite stated that quite well, but I've been doing some explorations with that, and I'm really kind of struggling with that a bit in that I'm not sure where to go with that. I mean, you said I should shift my attention ever so slightly onto perception. But I don't know where to go with that. And what I was thinking is that perhaps my conceptual model for perception is not quite correct, and perhaps I thought maybe we could start with that I could describe to you my conceptual model of perception, and maybe you could tell me how that can be improved.
Very well.
Okay, so my conceptual model of perception is that perception is a projector. And into that projector goes my energy, my beliefs, the collective's energy and the collective's beliefs. And this mechanism of perception then takes those energies and those influences and projects objective reality, which my senses then perceive.
Partially. I would say partially that is correct. But I would also say that one of the most significant pieces that you left out was attention.
Okay. Yes, of course. But I kind of lumped that in as being part of my energy, but perhaps it isn't.
No. Because your energy is actually somewhat neutral. Therefore, your energy is affected also by attention and importance.
Okay, so the importances and the attentions, those are things I do.
Yes.
Okay. So if I use that model I just described, but add into that mix my attention and my importances, is there anything else that goes into this magic box?
I would say environment is another piece that goes into that box.
Okay. Do you have more to say?
Most of the influence is attention. Because you pay attention to what you make important, first of all. Therefore, importance is automatically being expressed in relation to attention. If something isn't important to you, you don't pay attention to it. Therefore, those two move as hand in glove. Now, in relation to attention, however you are moving your attention, you are engaging different beliefs, different constructs, different associations, different energies of other people, and you may be engaging collective energy in different degrees depending on what you are paying attention to. Therefore, I would say that attention is the single most important piece in relation to perception.
Okay, and that's been my understanding for quite some time. I guess I was thinking in terms of attention being altering of my energy projection, and therefore that was accounted for in my model, but I understand better now. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, so in that, as I engage this exercise and observe the imagery and the alterations to the imagery, how is that information going to be presented to me? The information that you said, you know, the question being, what is it that perception is doing to alter this imagery? And when I do the exercise, I'm not really sure where to begin with that. I mean, I do pose that question to me, but the only thing that occurs to me, and it, first of all, I'm engaging a thought process at that point, and I have a feeling I should not be engaging a thought process. I should instead be allowing the information to come to me as an impression. Can you explain this?
I wouldn't necessarily express that not engaging thinking would be the optimal goal, because your thought mechanism is your translating mechanism, and therefore it is translating your communication to yourself and what you are doing. And therefore, you can monitor your thought mechanism by being aware of whether it is repeating what you already know, or whether it is moving in a direction of a circle, in a manner of speaking, and simply repeating itself. But other than that, I wouldn't necessarily express to you to rule out thinking altogether, because it is a significant mechanism. It performs a significant function in translating your own communication to yourself. Now, if it is looping or circling in repeat, then it is a matter of stopping that and quieting the thought mechanism, but let us use one of your examples of what you are engaging when you are engaging this action of paying attention to yourself from the perspective of essence, so to speak, such as when you see something, a solid object moving, that it isn't actually stationary or it isn't actually static, that it's actually moving. Now, in that, then it is a matter of looking at the information that you are inputting and therefore allowing yourself to express that consideration of altering your perception, that object that you are looking at is solid, but it also can be less solid, or you can engage it in a less solid manner, dependent upon how you are paying attention to it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because that is the point. It is not only what you are paying attention to, but also how you are paying attention to whatever it is you are paying attention to. In that, it isn't a matter of blanketly or absolutely expressing, oh, the table isn't solid. Yes, it is. Or it can be, or it is at times, and it is most of the time, because that is how you are perceiving it. That is how you are paying attention to it in a solid capacity. But you can also pay attention to it differently, in which then you can perceive it as not solid, and then it isn't solid. And then, in that, in one moment, you can smack your hand against the table, and it will be a solid object, and there will be that tremendous resistance in relation to your hand making contact with it. But in another moment, you can be paying attention to that same table very differently, and you can be perceiving it as not solid because you can actually engage paying attention to it differently, using your senses differently, and then seeing it as moving and therefore not necessarily so solid. And if you engage your hand with it, it might pass through it. It might pass through it because your perception of it is different. Because how you are paying attention to it is different. Now, how you are paying attention is different because you are expressing exercises with yourself to be paying attention differently. And therefore, seeing certain objects differently. What I was expressing to you in relation to perception is that you are already altering some of your perception in how you are paying attention differently. But in that, you can take that a step farther by engaging your perception considerably differently, and therefore in that, then have that ability to engage that table in a manner in which you could actually pass your hand through it. Or you could be engaging an object such as a pencil. And momentarily, you see that pencil differently because you are paying attention to it differently, because you are engaging your exercises that you have been practicing with, and that is moving your attention in different directions. And in doing so, you might actually see that the pencil has the ability to stand on its end rather than lying flat. In that, you are making that happen because you are paying attention to it differently. And that alters your perception of whatever it is that you are paying attention to. When you pay attention to something differently, then it changes your perception. That was what I was expressing to you, that you can actually play with that and be engaging some further actions or activities while you are engaging your exercises, and you actually catch yourself paying attention differently, and therefore your senses are responding to that and seeing something different.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's, I think, going to be very helpful to me in my exercises, and it does clarify.
Excellent, excellent. I'm very, very encouraging of you, my friend. I would say that in this, moving in these directions that you are with your own exercises, you are allowing yourself to engage your reality from a very different angle.
Thank you. I'm not sure exactly where this is going, but wherever it is, it's going to be interesting.
I definitely agree.
I have a question about the pulsations of consciousness, and I'm able to tune in, so to speak, to the pulsations of consciousness readily when I'm doing these exercises, and possibly even at other times. I have found that if I do so, my sense of the intensity of the energy increases when I do that. And I was wondering if you had anything more to say about the pulsation of consciousness as to whether this is something that I can use in some capacity to assist me.
Yes, you can. What I would say is, in that, it is a matter of recognizing that consciousness moves in a rhythm. And if you can move in that rhythm, it can, in a manner of speaking, make whatever it is that you are doing easier. Because moving in that natural flow, that natural rhythm of consciousness, and in doing so, you aren't creating any resistance, and therefore everything becomes easy.
Wow, that's powerful.
I agree.
And when you're talking about doing, you mean physical actions, or physical actions and also perhaps thinking or other things that I do?
Everything. Everything. Therefore, whatever it is that you are doing, and it is inwardly, outwardly, physically, and not physically, it doesn't matter what it is that you are doing. Everything that you are doing will become easier. Whatever it is that you are doing, whatever it is that you are paying attention to, will become easier because there is no resistance in relation to consciousness. You are flowing with it in harmony with that pulsation, and therefore that is a natural, harmonious flow.
Can you provide an example of how someone or myself could use that?
Meaning what?
Well, let us say that I am engaged in an activity. I don't know, let us say that I am playing chess, for example, and I want to engage the pulsations of consciousness so that I flow with that and make it easier for me to play the game, let's say. This is kind of an arbitrary example. So how do I do that? How do I engage the pulsation of consciousness in that context?
Actually, what I would say to you, my friend, is that question is very typical of how most individuals think and what direction that is very common and automatic that you move in. And what I would say to you is it is the other way around. It is that you move in harmony with that pulsation, and everything and anything that you are doing, regardless of what it is, automatically becomes easy. It isn't that you are already doing something and then you think about moving in the direction of that pulsation and you do that to make whatever you are doing easier or easy. It is that you do that action of harmonizing yourself with that pulsation, and then whatever it is that you are doing, everything that you are doing becomes easy.
Okay, I understand that. Thank you. And in that harmonization, how do I best harmonize?
For you, I would say it is a matter of tapping into that pulsation, as you already have at different times, and then in a manner of speaking, aligning yourself with that, meaning feel yourself, feel your body consciousness, feel your heartbeat, feel your breathing, feel everything in relation to your body and its movement, its expression. What is it doing? Feel into it and then concentrate on, in a manner of speaking, synchronizing it with that pulsation. Begin with your breathing. That is the easiest expression to begin with. Begin with paying attention to your breathing and harmonizing it to the rhythm of that pulse. As you harmonize your breathing with that pulse, then you can actually begin to harmonize your heartbeat. Because you can affect your heartbeat dependent upon how you breathe. You breathe very fast, you can elevate your heart rate. If you breathe very, very slowly, you can slow down your heart rate. Depending on how you are breathing, you can be affecting of your heart. But first, it is a matter of engaging your breathing to the point in which it is synchronized, it is harmonized with that pulsation. Because it isn't simply a matter of breathing in and out in rhythm to that pulse. You can do that for a time framework intentionally, but that won't synchronize you with that pulse. That is merely mimicking the pulsing. It is a matter of concentrating on your breathing to the point in which you are then naturally breathing the same as the pulse.
Okay, and in that...
Therefore, it requires practice.
Right. Okay, so I have some observations and questions on that. My experience with this pulsation of consciousness for myself is that it is... The rhythm of the pulsations are approximately 1 second apart. Would that be correct? Okay. And again, my experience is that what I notice is that when I am in a relaxed state, for example, doing my exercises, and I engage the pulsations, my heartbeat is actually the first thing I notice, that it is...
That is that.
And I have not engaged the breathing in that capacity. The question I have with regard to breathing is that it seems to me taking one breath every second seems rather rapid. So I'm guessing what you mean by harmonizing is more in a way of, you know, being in the similar rhythm but not synchronized, if you understand.
Yes, yes. Correct. That is the reason that I expressed that you would be in harmony with that pulsation. Harmony is not exactly the same, but it moves very naturally and smoothly and complementary to the melody.
Okay. Well, this is, I'm glad I asked this question. The information you provided is very intriguing and very, very interesting.
You can definitely do this, my friend. Now, I would say that if you are already noticing that your heart is moving in harmony with that pulsation automatically, then you have an advantage. And then it is a matter of moving your breathing into harmony with that also. And from that, then you can begin to move the energy of your body consciousness in all of its expressions into that harmonization with the pulsation. And the more you do that, the more you align with that pulsation, the less resistance you are generating, and as I expressed, everything automatically becomes easy. And in that, it isn't a matter of thinking about it continuously. It is a matter of generating that to a point in which it is natural. That is the point.
I understand.
Very well.
Okay. This is going to be a lot of fun. Now, I have a question about black quartz. Somebody gave me a piece of black quartz. It's actually an entire crystal. And from what I've heard you tell others, it can be used to infuse. And so I'm would like to know how to use this for myself. And I guess the first question is, in this infusion, is what is being infused into what? Can I infuse energy into the body consciousness? Can I alter the body consciousness with it? I mean, in practical terms, how can I utilize this crystal?
In relation to the body consciousness, what are you wanting to do?
I'm wanting to stabilize my body consciousness with respect to blood pressure.
Very well. And what I would say is how you can use that as an infuser to ask you what your idea or your perception of the easiest direction of something that you could use as a tool for blood pressure, what would you say?
Well, there's two, actually, in two different directions. One is attention to that subject. The other is a sense of calm and tranquility, perhaps. I would say the attention is obviously more troublesome for me in that, but I also have difficulties in that the blood pressure seems to increase without even my awareness of it, without having been paying much attention to it.
Very well. Let me re-ask the question. If you were thinking about something, some physical manifestation, let us say something that you could use as an infusion, what would you express as the easiest thing for you to engage?
Just generally as an infusion?
Yes. What would be the easiest thing that you could think of?
Cup of tea.
Very well. A cup of tea. Now, with this particular quartz, what I would say is, in relation to the tea itself, not the cup of tea, but the tea, you can incorporate this particular quartz with the tea itself and infuse the tea, not the water, the tea. Now, how would you do that? You incorporate the quartz and I would express, place the quartz in a jar, let us say, and place the tea in the jar with the quartz. Seal the jar with the quartz and the tea. Then I would suggest that you place the tea and the quartz in some area, perhaps a cabinet or in some area of your home that is somewhat dark and quiet. I would say that the time framework for the infusion, at the very least, would be approximately 24 hours. Now, in that, I would say that the infusion would be stronger if you incorporated it for a longer period of time, but it will reach a peak. Therefore, it isn't a matter of the longer that you leave it in that physical container with the tea, the stronger it will become, and therefore it will become stronger and stronger and stronger. No, it will only do that to a point. But it will do it stronger the longer that you leave it in there to a point. And I would say that it would reach that maximum point approximately, one moment. I would say in the calculations, approximately 4 days would be the optimal. After that, it doesn't necessarily infuse it any more or generate any more strength. It doesn't lose any strength, but it doesn't necessarily generate any more strength.
Okay. Now, in this infusion, that the quartz is altering the tea in some manner, I have two questions. First of all, what it infuses into the tea is a matter of my intent. And then I would simply make tea with it and drink it?
Yes.
Yes to both? Question?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes to both questions. Now, what I would say to you in that is that it isn't a magic potion, and therefore it isn't a matter of if you infuse this tea and you drink it, that you can drink one cup of tea and that will forever after alter your blood pressure. But I would say that if this is a method that you want to engage, you can do that, I would say, on a regular basis, and it will maintain.
Okay. And I kind of... So, I mean, we've talked about blood pressure before, and this has been like, I mean, the thing with blood pressure with me is that it's very confounding. My body consciousness is very healthy in all other aspects, in everything, It regenerates quickly, it's very resilient, it's healthy in every aspect except this. And I have been trying to address to this blood pressure for decades, and I'm still, I made some progress with it, but it's, last night I took my blood pressure because I, which I hadn't done in quite some time, and it was extremely high, so.
What, my friend, I understand, and what I would say to you is that it is a matter of looking at other factors.
Such as?
Life choices.
Such as?
And how you are engaging your life choices and in that lifestyle also, I would say. And what I would say to you is that that has a considerable influence. And as long as certain choices remain the same, the blood pressure likely will remain the same also.
Okay, and what choices am I making that are causing this?
Now, think about what is consistent and unchanging
with my choices,
with your life. Yes, with your choices. What is consistent for years and years and unchanging?
My wants, and I mean some of my wants. I don't know. I mean, I have been simplifying my life to the extent that I can, and I've been changing my importances. My importances have changed because I've changed them.
And what of your environment?
My environment?
Think of environment and the people in it.
Yes.
Yes.
You're being cryptic here.
Not being cryptic, I am encouraging you to think. Precisely. And that is unchanging. And that has been the same for many, 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 many years. And that is a contributing factor to this situation.
Okay, and what aspect of that is contributing to it, and how do I alter it?
It isn't a factor of considerable conflict. It isn't a factor of that type of distress, let us say. It isn't about that. It is simply a matter of an underlying constant dissatisfaction. It isn't overwhelming, and you have definitely learned how to engage in a manner that it is almost a background noise. But it is is a factor of an ongoing element of dissatisfaction. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be engaging something different. It means what we have been discussing in this conversation and in our last conversation about changing perception. And you are learning how to do that in other manners, which will help you to do it in this also, because this is an underlying constant.
Okay.
And it isn't something you can simply think about and express to yourself, I'm now satisfied with everything. It is a matter of actually genuinely changing your perception and viewing your life, your environment, and your choice of your lifestyle as being satisfactory and enough and being more content with that, and then moving in your directions as you are and as you do, but not as a separate factor from all of that.
Okay, I think I can see this.
Excellent, congratulations!
Why didn't you tell me this like 10 years ago?
You would not have heard that. What you would have done is what you did do. You wouldn't have understood, and you wouldn't have had the ability, because you didn't have the awareness yet, to do what you are doing now. Why didn't you do what you are doing now 10 years ago? Because you didn't have this awareness.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked.
But you do have the awareness now. And you are aware of how everything is a matter of your perception and what you do with it.
Yes.
Therefore, it is in your power to alter it now.
Indeed it is. But, you know, until you told me, I didn't know that that was the issue that needed to be addressed to.
I understand. But I also can say that I was aware that eventually you would move in this direction and you would ask the question. So you did.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's quite valuable to me. Occasionally in the past and last night as well, I sometimes, it's in moments of urgency or distress, I call on essences to help me. And as far as I can recall, it's always been effective in some capacity. I don't do this frequently because I don't want to disturb the essences with my requests too often or something. and I don't know, this is probably a distorted view of this, but can you like comment on that action that I take?
Comment on it in what capacity? I would say that it is very understandable, and actually my comment would be you don't have to be careful about it. That essences are available to you continuously every moment of every day of your existence to help.
Okay. So just out of curiosity, yesterday I engaged the essences to help me with my blood pressure, and the effect was quite quick, and I felt the energy. My impression is that it was you and Lawrence,
are correct.
Yes.
I would also express that occasionally Twyla also is involved, not yesterday, but I would say that is not an unusual occurrence that Twyla is involved also. That adds a different dynamic to the energies in the combination of the three. It adds, in a manner of speaking, a significant boost of energy. Therefore, in time frameworks in which you will notice an effect almost immediately and dramatically, that will be the addition of Twyla. Not that the response of myself and Lawrence isn't quick, I would say, but I would say that with the inclusion of Twyla, it is quite immediate.
Okay. I am deeply appreciative of this.
You are exceptionally welcome, my friend. I would express to you, know that, in a manner of speaking, it is the pleasure of any essence to be engaging and to be helpful. And I would express a tremendous, tremendous love to you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Until our next meeting, my dear friend, in tremendous encouragement and support and the genuine knowing you can do this, you can accomplish. I shall be offering my energy to you continuously.
Thank you.
Dear friendship, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.